Central. Inside the 18-yard box. Early cross, far post! Goal!
Soccer.
Takes the space for Caltavares. Looks for Matty Simon! There's another one! What an impact off the bench! He has backed up his words with deeds, Matty Simon. That's just a brilliant piece of play here from Tavares. And what a ball at speed to whip that in with that accuracy. And that's a brilliant header from Matty Simon. But again, superb explosive play from Tavares. Whips it in beautifully. What a leap, Matty Simon.
Victory Wellington, of course, coming up tomorrow night. But let's look back on the action from last night. It was Sydney FC 3-1 over the Mariners, and another big win for John Aloisi at the helm of the Brisbane Roar. Mark Bosnich, good friend of SEN's Fox Sports. We don't miss it every week. G'day, Bozza.
Good afternoon, Brett. How are you?
Going pretty well. Always a bit of feeling. Central Coast, Sydney FC, Graeme Arnold has been in both camps. They're top of the table, though. Very nice win last night.
Yeah, very good win for Sydney FC. They're the only side to remain unbeaten. And like you said, there is a bit of feeling between those two sides. You can see on the touchline with both coaching staff is sort of having a go with each other. And a bit of controversy as well. Just before half-time when the boy from Central Coast, O'Donovan, went through and was brought down. And I think the vast majority of people thought it was a penalty and a ref waved play on, and then ended up sending off right before half-time Nick Fitzgerald from the Central Coast. So that put that really... you could say swung the advantage of the pendulum all the way to Sydney FC, who were 1-1 at the time. But second half, they were very, very strong, obviously against the 10 men from Central Coast. And it was great to see Matty Simon, who was another one of those players though, who had been in both camps, who had been let go by Central Coast Mariners, step up and score the last two goals in the last 15 minutes.
Now, Sydney FC, I mean, they've been such a fascinating club, Bozza, to follow right from the outset. Won the first title.
Yeah.
They've had some really great seasons. They've had some really ordinary seasons. Sometimes they jump out of the blocks. They tease us a little bit. What about this squad and what they're capable of under Graeme Arnold this season?
Oh, they're definitely capable of winning the title. They're presently on a record. It's an A-League record of away games. I think it's something like 17 away games that haven't been beaten. And they've started off, you wouldn't say in magnificent fashion, but I think the significant thing is that they're unbeaten so far. When a team is not playing at their full potential, which they're not, and they're still not getting beat, you know they've got something about them. And in Graeme Arnold, like I said, they have a very experienced manager, somebody who's won the title before with Central Coast. It was very close last season, but Melbourne Victory were just a bit too good for them. So they definitely can win the title.
And Brisbane Roar, I'm enjoying seeing John Aloisi get a second opportunity. We've spoken about it a bit here on SEN, which I think is just a little interesting story for other codes. So don't write off someone when they don't have the best coaching experience first up, because it just seems like everything he's touched has turned to gold in Brisbane. Now they're second on the table, 3-0 over Adelaide last night, and he seems to have got that team gelling quite nicely.
I think that's an excellent point, Brett, and it's a very good question as well, because I've actually been talking about this. I've been back in the country now for about, I think it's about 6 years, and I've been a little bit perturbed and surprised of how sometimes, especially with coaches, not sometimes, quite a lot of times, is when they get one chance and it doesn't go quite to plan, and then you never hear from them again. I think that's a bad thing, because I think you're exactly right. The thing about being a manager or a top coach is that you learn the most when you're on the job. And invariably, your first job is not going to go very, very well. But, you know, you're then primed for a second opportunity. And I think John Aloisi is proving that. He had a tough time at Melbourne Heart. Well, they were called Melbourne Heart then, obviously called Melbourne City now. He's gone back away, upped his coaching badges, spoken to a lot of people, come and worked with us on Fox Sports. And he's gone back really fresh with ideas that he wasn't going to make certain mistakes that he thought he made in his first job. And like you said, you can see the results for everyone. Brisbane have been fantastic this season so far. And massive game next week when they play Sydney FC away from home. That'll be a real test.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wanderers and the Glory later on today. They need a win. West Sydney.
Oh, they do, big style. I mean, look, that was a fairy tale story from when they first started. Two grand finals on the trot. They win the Asian Champions League, the first Australian side ever to do that. And then since about a year ago, it's just been all downhill. Tony Popovich, their coach, has basically changed 17 players who were at the club. He got rid of one of them, who was an integral part of their success. The goalkeeper Ante Kovic will be playing against him today, and they're only on 1 point. And basically, when you have a poor season like you have last season in nearly all sports, normally the powers that be, it's easier to change the coach than change the team. Well, the powers that be have backed Tony Popovich, but there's no excuses for him this season. So he's got to start producing and start producing very, very fast.
A lot of debate around Wellington and their long-term future in the A-League, but they do come to town here in Melbourne tomorrow night with two out of three to start, and that makes it for an interesting clash, and particularly with Ernie Merrick and his past relationship being the manager of Melbourne Victory.
Always great going back to play against your old club, whether it be as a player or as a manager. Ernie Merrick is amongst the most successful coaches in A-League history. And in terms of Wellington Phoenix, on the pitch hasn't really been the problem. It's been off the pitch, with their memberships or season ticket holders, if you like, and the amount of interest that they're generating. So this week, I thought they got a kick up the backside to start to get their house in order in terms of that. But in terms of Ernie Merrick and the players on the pitch, what they've been doing is very, very good. They were excellent last season. Had a very good start to this season, even though they lost the first game somewhat unluckily, I thought, against Newcastle. But it's going to be a very difficult game for Kevin Muscat and his men. They, of course, played midweek in the FFA Cup, and they've got the FFA Cup final coming up this week at Amy against Perth. So it'd be nice for Melbourne Victory to go into that FFA Cup final with another victory under their belt.
Bozza, just before I leave you, just one a long way from here, but what about Jose and what's happening at Chelsea?
Oh, well.
What is going on?
Well, I think everybody in world football is asking that. We did that match straight after on Fox Sports, and I tipped Chelsea. I watched them against Stoke in the League Cup, even though they went out against penalties. I saw some good signs, and they got off to a fabulous start, but then they just, I wouldn't say crumbled, but they're just not the same side as we saw last season. There's too many of their good players that are not playing well. He left out Fabregas and Matic, who were an integral part of that championship-winning side last season. And as soon as Liverpool started to come back in the game and they got their equaliser, to me, it just looked as though that one team was going to win, and that was Liverpool. So congratulations to Liverpool and Jurgen Klopp for his first win in the Premier League. But, look, there's something that's going on there that obviously we don't know about that's affecting the whole side, because their confidence is now very low. And it just is like everything that went for them in the past is just going against them. And there was a few decisions in the second half of last night when Lucas Levia brought down Ramirez and he was already on yellow card. Referee decided to keep him on. Maybe in the past he might have sent him off. I could have changed the game. There were some other little things that, the equaliser from Coutinho did come after the minimum requirement of extra time in first half. But like I said to somebody on social media, these are uncontrollables. These are in the hands of the referee. What is controllable is the way they're playing, and they are not playing well.
No, that is a fair point. And how long they let it go on before they maybe get to the point where they feel like they have to make a change. We'll wait and see. Bozza, always great to talk the World Game. We'll be tuning in 5 o'clock, Fox Sports, the Wanderers and the Glory.
Thank you very much for having me on. I really appreciate it.